Is that what that is?
That's what that is.
I see Dan's
here. That's right. Dan Blondo's with us this morning. He's with the Lake Superior Community Partnership, but he is this year's guinea pig.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Wow, we've never had one of those in here before.
Well, what we mean by that is with the Lake Superior Leadership Academy, they do a part of that is to do some local media visits and things along those lines. And there's always somebody that's chosen to come in and talk about the academy a little bit. And sometimes it's somebody from the group, sometimes it isn't. And pretty much every time they come in to do it, they're kind of like, I'm the guinea pig this year. So Dan is this year. Tell us about the Lake Superior Leadership Academy. What is it?
Well, the Lake Superior Leadership Academy is, we bring together a group of emerging and future leaders, and we get to know a better sense of the community by visiting places or categories like the media. We'll go to the mines, we'll go to the medical care facilities, educational facilities. Also, we'll see some of the judicial system. So it's just you get a better sense of your community as a whole, what's going on, what makes it tick, what your community needs.
So it's kind of an opportunity for the next round of leaders in the area to get a grip on the feel for what they're dealing with and what's in the area.
Right, because, you know, working in our day-to-day lives, you really don't get to see that aspect of education or the court system or MGH. But as you're moving along in your careers and the community, you know, having a different, having the knowledge of all those different sectors is very important.
Also, when you have that opportunity to expose those folks to it, it's probably a chance for some of them to see some of it for the first time, isn't it?
It is. Myself, I was at the prison. That was a first. I don't plan to go back.
I was about to say, on which side?
Yeah. How immersive is this visit?
I stayed far away from the bars.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's something that a normal, you know, person in the community doesn't always get to see. Same thing with stepping inside the... You know, the different schools around the area and some of the local businesses. We've been to Vio, Pioneer Surgical, very interesting places that a lot of people don't get to see or experience.
I feel actually rather pleased and honored that they would stop into our humble little mess.
Well, what we've got is we've got this wonderful large plate glass here, so they could stand out there and watch us in the fish tank here this morning, and that's what they're going to be doing. But you're going into the mines, the various businesses, the project. This has been going for
several years now, yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed they never invite you.
Well, I'm not really a leader, you know.
Okay, we've come to grips with that. Yeah, all right.
I'm certainly not a maverick.
So what's your day today? Obviously, you're putting up with us here for a little while. What is the rest of your day today?
We'll be heading to a few other radio stations. We're going up to TV6. We'll be going to Northern, just to get a full range of all the media.
Dan, this has been about 10 years and it's a fairly successful effort. I mean, it's a good way, I guess, even based on your personal experience, to get to know all of the aspects of kind of the business in our area.
Right. We're in our 10th year right now, so we're the 10th class. We average about 20 students per year, so quite a few people have gone over through the program over the years. You know, I've lived here all my life, and to go to the mines and to see some of the other manufacturers and do some of the things we've done, I mean, I never had a real good grasp on any of that in our community.
I got to ask that. That's got to be one of the first things you hear from people is, gosh, I never knew, almost like a Family Guy episode, fill in the blank, you know, yeah. But I never knew. Well, you must hear that a lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every time we, you know, have a class, there's always something new that we did not know or didn't experience and take that back and share it with friends and family and other coworkers. So it's definitely interesting, yeah.
Well, if somebody does have an interest in taking part in this program, what is that process? I mean, how do you select who gets into the academy, this leadership effort?
Well, there's a lot of hazing that goes on.
Oh, okay, good.
No wonder you don't get invited, big wimp.
They would need to contact the partnership. We have an application process. There's certain scholarships available for people to pay for the tuition as well, but just starts by contacting the partnership and expressing their interest.
What kind of time commitment are we talking about? I know that you meet periodically. It's not a daily thing, but...
No, we have, for the most part, we have one meeting a month. It goes through fall, October timeframe through about May. At the beginning, there's an overnight session we have at the Landmark. But other than that, it's just one day a month commitment.
Well, if anybody does have any questions, what are the phone numbers and other ways of getting in contact with the partnership?
They can call the partnership at 226-6591. They could stop into our office, or we can go onto our website at www.marquette.org.
And you, too, could be sitting in a chair just like Dan, tolerating the two of us.
Now, that's exciting, gotta admit.
How big of a group do we have coming out here in the hallway today?
This is just my fan club, but I think there's about 10. We should have about 18 to 20 people today.
Okay. I'm noticing that right now they're all women.
Yeah.
Well, Dan?
That's how I roll.
Oh, man. Dan Blondo with us this morning from the partnership talking about the Lake Superior Leadership Academy. All of the information, including that quote and the rest of the interview, will be posted to the website a little bit later on today at WKQSFM.com. Go to the Mark and Walt in the Morning show notes. You'll be able to get a chance to listen to that and find out more how you can take part in the
and with
Leadership
the morning
Academy.
We've had, I want to thank you for that comment.
Thank you
right
for
there.
That. That's, thanks for coming in, Dan.
Yeah, thank you. Good. Appreciate it.